I mean, what would have to happen inside of someone to be so thankful, so grateful, so overcome with emotion to give boldly and immediately and without hesitation? Well, hello, everybody. John Putnam here. Welcome to another episode of Money Made Faithful, where we believe that God is too good and life is too special to let money hold you back. I hope wherever I find you today, it is a great day. It is a gorgeous day in the Carolinas. Oh my gosh, this is why you live in the Carolinas. You know, we've got four great seasons, but this transition between spring and summer is fantastic. There's sun shining, a little breeze. I went out and took the little sunshine break before this, so I am fired up and ready to go. My friends, there is a fascinating phenomenon in nature. A pile of dirty rags spontaneously catches fire in someone's garage. Round hay bales stored in a farmer's field, they go up in flames. Smoke can be seen coming from a city's large compost pile. All three scenarios occur without the addition of flame or heat. Are these stories fact or fiction? Guys, that is an excerpt from article number 52 on the National Park Service's website, and it continued with the following. Spontaneous combustion, or spontaneous ignition, as it is often called, is the occurrence of fire without the application of an external heat source. Due to chemical, biological, or physical processes, combustible materials self-heat to a temperature high enough for ignition to occur. And according to the National Fire Protection Association, an estimated 14,070 fires occur annually from spontaneous combustion. Okay, I'm a little bit of a science geek. I get it from my mom. She was a biology teacher, a chemistry teacher, an algebra teacher. You get the picture. So I grew up with a lot of this science influence in my life, and I geek out about it a little bit from time to time. But this idea of spontaneous combustion, where something is internal that creates the fire, is just fascinating to me. But the connection that I want to make is that I believe we also see something equally unique in our giving. Think of it this way. A situation or opportunity presents itself. Something happens internally. Your heart is moved. Temperature increases. You have to do something, and giving flows from you without regard to your well-being. Well, I like to call that spontaneous generosity. Have you ever experienced it? I mean, what would have to happen inside of someone to be so thankful, so grateful, so overcome with emotion to give boldly and immediately and without hesitation, to offer everything they have, propelled by an internal force that's beyond logic or beyond reason? It's a phenomenon that sort of defies general explanation, yet speaks volume about our spirit and our soul and what God has put within us. I believe at the core of spontaneous generosity, there is a profound sense of gratitude and love of God. It's those moments when you're overwhelmed with thankfulness, and the only natural response is to give. It's not about calculations. It's not about expectations. It's about being prepared to give, and the pure joy of obedience through loving and sharing with others. And this opportunity challenges us to be more aware on a moment-by-moment basis of the needs of others, to overcome our self-focus, and we embrace the needs of others as our own. And enhanced empathy, it's a radical departure from the mindset of scarcity, where giving is seen as a loss rather than a gain. And then there's the element of divine inspiration, the spiritual nudge, the moments when we feel compelled to give without external influence. It's as if Jesus himself is whispering in our ear, urging us to make a difference in a situation or in someone's life. On the sleeve notes on the back of his book, The 10-Second Rule, Claire de Graaff shares this, that if you want to begin living the adventure that God has for you, just do the next thing you're reasonably certain he wants you to do, and do it in the next 10 seconds. In living by this rule, you'll rediscover the revolutionary power of simple obedience as Jesus taught it, the early church lived it, and before religious Christianity tamed it. To understand the roots of spontaneous generosity, I want to turn to a timeless story of faith and courage to be generous. It's in the book of Genesis, and we encounter Jacob. He's been blessed with vision and a heart full of gratitude. And in this moment of overwhelming emotion and thankfulness, Jacob makes a solemn vow to give back to the source of his blessings. This is Genesis 28, 20 to 22. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house and of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. There was no hesitation, no deliberation. There was no meeting where Jacob called his financial advisor, no discussion with his friends, not even a review of his budget or net worth statement. Jacob's commitment to give 10%, a tithe, is spontaneous and it is unwavering. It's a testament. It's his testament to the power of heartfelt conviction of his love for God and God's provision. He spontaneously experienced generosity, and the rest is history. And it's not just Jacob. Throughout the Bible, we see other examples of this. Think about Mary breaking a jar of nard on Jesus, worth more than a year's wages. Think about the widow giving all she had. One gift was worth a lot monetarily, one was worth a little monetarily, yet both stand the test of time and create a testament for this incredible act of generosity. So how do we cultivate spontaneous generosity in our lives? That's my question today. Have you ever experienced spontaneous generosity? Is it something that can be learned, or is it simply a matter of being in the right place at the right time? Now, I'm not advocating that you make financial choices without counsel. I mean, quite the contrary. One thing's for sure, seeking counsel and wisdom in our financial decisions, it is essential. Spontaneous generosity doesn't mean throwing caution into the wind. It's about being prepared to give and being guided by both prudence and compassion. My friends, God only asks that we give from what we have, never from what we do not have. Now, I have come to realize in my own life that if I feel that it's God that has moved me to give, I give out of love and obedience, and I leave the rest to Him. I know what you're going to say. Hey, but John, you know, I hear what you're saying, that's good and all, but I don't know what that person is going to do with the money. What if they do this with it or that with it? I hear you, but back to my point. If I feel that it's God nudging me to give, then I give and I leave the rest to Him. Anything more than that, guys, it's above my pay grade. And on a personal note, if I can be fully transparent here, I am positive that I haven't always used the money He's given me in the way he wanted me to. So I've decided that I'm not in the best position to make that judgment. I think the greatest challenge in giving is learning to trust in something, someone much greater than ourselves, a greater purpose, a greater story. It's about stepping out in faith, even when the odds seem against us, and it opens up opportunities. It literally allows miracles to unfold in unexpected ways. When we do give spontaneously, we allow ourselves to be moved by gratitude and compassion in the moment, and we become witnesses to something truly extraordinary. And our money takes on a larger role as a testimony of our faith, as we can see lives transformed and hearts touched and blessings multiplied beyond measure. And I pray that we all embrace the spirit of giving, both regular giving and spontaneous generosity, making it a central part of our lives and impacting the lives of those around us. My friends, let your giving go big and go bold, and watch God show up in some incredible forms of blessings that will simply amaze you. Well, all right, everybody, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Money Made Faithful. If you're not following us on Facebook and Instagram, please do so at Money Made Faithful. If you haven't signed up for our weekly emails, you can do that at moneymadefaithful.com. We have got some cool announcements that's going out right now if you haven't yet seen those. And we've got some free resources in the hub and more. So please visit moneymadefaithful.com. And shameless plug here, if you haven't yet given this podcast a 5-star review, would you please just take literally 1 minute right now and do that? It helps so much with our ministry outreach. All right, my friends, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for being with me. And I pray that until next time, you experience the breakthroughs and blessings of Money Made Faithful.